Byer, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Devlin, Dingfelder, Dingfelder, Edwards, Edwards, Ferrioli, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Monis Anderson, Monis Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Olson, Olson, Przanski, Przanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Shields, Starr, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Telfer, Thompson, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Whitsitt, Winters, Winters, President Courtney.
Present, we will post the colors. The Pledge of Allegiance today will be led by Senator Shields. Our invocation today is from Pastor Ben Bryson from the Court Street Christian Church in Salem.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you are our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help for us in our time of need. We gather to ask your favor on these proceedings and the decisions that are made this day. Bless these public servants gathered today whom you've appointed to lead this great state. Give them wisdom from on high, spirit of unity and humility as they lead, and bless their families as they sacrifice to make this possible. Bless all of these things we ask now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Courtesies of the Senate. Senator Ferrioli. Recognize Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Madam President. I have the honor of presenting Aria Garreau, whose mother's a dear friend of my sister from Sisters. Makes it easy to remember. Aria is studying business at Western Oregon University. Western Oregon University. She's studying business there. And she's here to observe this process and learn more. She is a graduate of Sisters Grade School and Sisters High School. And I wonder if anybody knows who the Sisters High School team might be. Mr. President, Madam President, we request courtesies of the Senate for Aria Garreau.
They're the outlaws. In Aria, they are the wolves, Western Oregon wolves, and they are the Sisters High School outlaws. Don't mess with me. We welcome you to the floor. I'm particularly happy to see you because I love the name Outlaws. I love it. And I'm particularly happy that you're going to Western Oregon University, where you're going to get an extraordinary education. You're going to do extraordinary well because you come from Sisters, you're an outlaw, and now you're a wolf. So really, I'm glad you're here. It's an honor and privilege to have you here. And thank you, Senator Ferriolli, for introduction. And if you need help at Western, just give me a call. We'll take care of you. I just love that name, Outlaws. Just think about that. That's as good as it gets, Outlaws. There's something about that. Does everybody know where Sisters is? They have a great quilt. I don't know what I should do with that, sort of. The quilt something or other every year. What? Yeah, quilt show every year. People come from all over the world, I believe. I think I know what I'm talking about here. I don't know anything about quilts, but that's more than you wanted to know, and I guess you wish Senator Burdick was still up here. Okay. Let me see what I just did. Okay, is there further courtesies at this time? Remonstrances? Recognize Senator Jeff Cruz, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, colleagues. Last week, the State Board of Education took political correctness to an entirely new level with their ruling on school mascots. As a matter of full disclosure, I am a Roseburg Indian and personally know 8 generations of Roseburg Indians. For us, this is a symbol of pride, and to attach something negative to this is truly offensive. The rationale used by the board to come to this point is at best laughable and actually borders on the ridiculous. This is a solution in search of a problem, and it is also caving into a small group of malcontents. With all of the real issues we currently have to deal with in education, I find it incredulous the board would be threatening state funding for issues not related to academic performance. To label something as racist, one would need to be able to connect a negative connotation to it. In the case of school sports teams and their names, it is clearly a matter of pride. There is no negative connotation at all. If you don't believe me, I suggest you go to a high school game and observe the pride and passion displayed not just by the players, but also the students and community members. In the case of Roseburg, it should be noted, we have the full support of the Cow Creek Tribe, and the school district and tribe work together on many things to benefit the community. This is where these issues should be dealt with at the local level. This whole issue leaves me questioning the relevance of the state board, and I want to note this will be an issue that will be dealt with in 2013.
Further remonstrances. Questions from the governor. The Senate is in receipt of messages from the governor announcing appointments subject to the confirmation by the Oregon State Senate. If there is no objection, the Senate will dispense with the reading the messages as all pertinent information is included in the status report, which has been placed on your desk. The messages in their entirety shall be recorded in the journal and is so ordered. The reports from committees, the Senate will dispense with reading reports from committees as committee recommendations are included also in the status report. And the report shall be recorded in the journal and is so ordered. We're now under propositions and motions. I recognize Senator Ted Ferriolli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that final consideration of the commemoration honoring Senator Kintai be made a special order of business immediately.
Senator Ted Ferriolli has moved that the final consideration of a commemoration honoring Senator Kintai be made a special order of business immediately. To your motion, please.
Mr. President, this is a commemoration, and our action should be timely, so Mr. President, we propose that we move forward immediately.
Discussion of the motion before us. If there is none, Senator Ferriero, do you wish to close? Question is now, in making the commemoration of a special order of business immediately, those in favor will please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, no. This motion has carried. We will now proceed to the special order of business. The clerk will read the commemoration in the entirety.
Whereas Robert G. Bob Kintai passed away on March 21, 2012 at the age of 90, and whereas Bob Kintai was born in Irwin, Pennsylvania in 1922 and planted his first tree at the age of 10, and whereas after graduating from Pennsylvania State University in 1943 with a degree in forestry, Bob Kintai served in the United States Navy during World War II as an officer on a destroyer in the Pacific, and whereas after the war, Bob Kintai earned a master's degree in forestry at the University of California, Berkeley, and then moved with his family to Springfield, Oregon, and whereas in 1957, Bob Kintai purchased an acreage that would later come to be known as Kintai's Mountain Home Ranch, and with his family turned the open fields and brushland into an abundant timberland that produces forest ceilings and Christmas trees. And whereas in addition to numerous other awards and achievements, Bob Kintai and his wife, Margaret, were recognized by National Christmas Tree Association as National Grand Champion Christmas Tree Growers, as well as being named State Tree Farmers of the Year in 2005 by the Oregon Tree Farmer System, and National Outstanding Tree Farmers of the Year in 2006 by American Tree Farm System. And whereas Bob and Margaret Kintai grew more than 700 varieties of rhododendrons on their property and were members of the American Rhododendron Society. And whereas in 1987, Bob Kintai decided to take his passion for forestry and his desire to serve and represent Oregon's rural communities to the state legislature, and whereas Bob Kintai served three terms as a senator in the Legislative Assembly, leading the Senate Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources, and in his last term was elected Senate Pro Tem, President Pro Tem, and whereas Bob Kintai was instrumental in passing legislation to protect timber harvest rights and improve Forest Practices Act by emphasizing the importance of erosion control and wildlife habitat protection after logging, and whereas Bob Kintai sponsored the Adopt a Highway and Adopt a Park programs, and whereas Bob Kintai served as president of the Oregon Small Woodlands Association and as a national councilman for the Society of American Foresters, as well as serving on the Oregon Forest Resource Institute Board, and whereas in 1992, a tree grown by Bob Kintai was chosen for display in the Blue Room at the White House, and whereas throughout his life, Bob Kintai was a tireless advocate for sustainable forestry, private tree growers, and rural communities, and whereas was dedicated to educating other landowners and the public about good forestry practices, now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate in session assembled under Section 4, Article 3 of the Oregon Constitution, that we, the members of the Senate of the 76th Legislative Assembly of the State of Oregon, recognize, honor, and celebrate the life and achievements of Bob Kintai and his great contributions to our state. And be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution shall be presented to the family of Bob Kintai as an expression of our condolences.
I'll now recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. The contributions of Bob Kintai to the practice of forestry in Oregon can't be overstated. And I would just call your attention to the lovely little seedlings on your desks. And if you take a second, read the factoids that were contained in the little card attached, what you'll find out is that in addition to all of the other incredible contributions of Senator Bob Kintai to Oregon, not only as a senator serving his fellow Oregonians, but just as a citizen of the state, he also was instrumental in helping to develop the Christmas tree industry in Oregon. And the seedling that you have is an example of a seedling that Bob particularly adapted to the Pacific Northwest that's become the mainstay of the Christmas tree industry. Mr. President, I first met Bob Kintai when I was a mere stripling boy in Creswell, Oregon, trying to keep together a thing called Timber Magazine. And Bob was a member of the Society of American Foresters, and virtually everyone deferred to Bob on telling the positive story of forestry in Oregon. You know, Oregon's Forest Practices Act is one of the strongest in the nation and one of the first adopted and continues to be a model for forestry policy in the nation, and certainly is an evolving force that was focused and developed and enlarged by the experience and the passion of Bob Kintai. So when I met him first as an expert on forestry, it was from Bob Kintai that I learned that foresters operate on a scale that is not human. The forester's temporal scale is such that it allows them to look forward into the future, in some cases many generations, because foresters will always tell you that what their vision is that our future generations have trees. And foresters plant trees with a certain knowledge that they will not live, in many cases, to see the benefits of the harvest of those trees. So it's a scale that's difficult to get your mind around, but I will tell you, when you hear the Native Americans talk about planting through the seventh generation, you can also listen to foresters talking about planting trees for not their future or even their family's future, but the future of all of us. That was the kind of person Bob Kintai was. Passionate about forestry, passionate about the Oregon Forest Practices Act, passionate about being a good citizen of his community, and passionate about being an ambassador for forestry to people who live in the cities and may not have the direct kind of contact that we would like all Oregonians to have with the productive power of nature and the productive power of Oregon's forests. He was recognized by his colleagues often, once as the Oregon Tree Farmer of the Year, and then later as the National Tree Farmer of the Year. These are extraordinary competitive awards that are only granted to individuals very rarely, and to have foresters compete throughout the 50 states and provinces and protectorates, and to have Bob Kintai selected as a Tree Farmer of the Year, not just for Oregon, but nationally, is an honor that's beyond compare. Also, just as a point of pride, although Bob Kintai never wanted to serve in the White House, he was proud to have his blue spruce taken to the blue room of the White House, representing the fruits of forestry in Oregon and what can happen when people invest their time and energy in a renewable resource. So that was very symbolic of his contribution, I think totally appropriate. For fun, Bob and his family raised rhododendrons, and every occasionally he would send me a photograph of one of his prized rhododendron bushes. And for me, they were just an incredible creation of nature. He used to scour the forests above his property in the McKenzie Basin to find new varieties and different varieties and natural crosses of rhododendron. They looked as big as houses, and they were always absolutely on fire with blossoms. Everything prospered under the touch of Senator Bob Kintai, not only the things that he touched in the natural world, but the things he touched in the political world. He was a community builder, and this is a perfect example of the kind of person that we all hope we could emulate in our own lives. So I would urge you, in commemorating the service of Bob Kintai as one of your colleagues in the Senate, to take this little seedling home and plant it in a place where you will encounter it frequently so that you can remember the contributions of Bob Kintai. Thank you.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Bruce Starr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I had the distinct honor of working for Senator Kintai as a college freshman, still a teenager, in the 1987 and 89 sessions. I learned a lot as a young man in this process, working for Senator Kintai. Some of you will remember, the late 80s, the natural resource issues of the day, the spotted owl, wars that were occurring, the fights that were occurring in rural Oregon. As an intern, what do? You, especially back then, you wrote a lot of letters. And I spent a lot of time in front of those old monochrome style computers, you know, type in constituent letters. I learned a lot about those natural resource issues in those two sessions working in Senator Kintai's office. Senator Kintai was not a politician by any stretch, but he certainly represented his slice of Oregon very, very well. If you'll recall, his district, especially when he was first elected, was called the Helicopter District. And, you know, it went from Clackamas County and all the way down into Lane County and beyond, you know, the slice of the Cascade Range. And all of those small towns, and every one of them had a newspaper. And you know, we worked hard to communicate to each one of those small towns. I am forever indebted to Senator Kintai for helping me get my start in this chamber, actually, in this half of this building, exposing really a young teenager to the legislative process. And let's not forget that when we have interns in on the Senate floor. Those are future senators, future representatives. And Senator Kintai opened that legislative process up to me, opened his office up to me, and I'll forever be indebted to him. Thank you, Mr. President.
Recognize Senator Jenny Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Bob Kintai was winding up his legislative career as I was beginning mine. And when I arrived in 1997 as an urban legislator, he caught my attention right away for the fact that he was very, very civil. We didn't often agree on issues because of our different districts, but in the land use issues and things like that were up that time. So we found ourselves on the opposite side of a lot of issues during that time. But he modeled the kind of civility and the kind of ability to disagree without being disagreeable that I admired at the time, and I hope I've carried through my career, because he was a real mentor in that regard. And I remember when he retired after the 99 session, I went up to his desk and I said, "Senator Kintai, I know we haven't always agreed on everything, but I'm really going to miss you." And he just looked at me with a big smile and he said, "Well, if two people agree all the time, then one of them's doing all the thinking." And I never forgot that either. So I'm very happy to honor him today.
Recognize Senator Floyd Przanski.
Thank you, Mr. President, to the resolution. I also want to commemorate Senator Kintai. I first met him when I first started in this process in 1995. And I really enjoyed the times that we had an opportunity to discuss various issues. And as the previous speaker said, we didn't always agree. But the information I received from those conversations and the discussions gave me a broader perspective of how to look at things on a broader, bigger view than just maybe within one district or one perspective. The last time I saw Senator Kintai was this past December. It was at a Foresters meeting. He was at that point somewhat bound into a wheelchair mobility, but he still had all of his poems that he'd written, and he was handing them out, and I remember grabbing a few of them, taking them, going home, wondering when the next time I'd be able to see Senator Kintai. Fortunately, I have those poems to look back on and read through those, how he has expressed himself and his feelings. So I also want to commemorate him for his service, not only to his to the state, but to his community and to his family.
Further discussion? Senator Farioli, do you wish to close?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Before I close, I'd just like to acknowledge that Kathy and Dave LeCompte are here. They're from Brooks. They're tree farmers. They're here representing all tree farmers in Oregon. They're on the side aisle. Bob Kintai told me a story. He just loved to tell the story, and I was sort of there on the ground floor to see it all occur. But Bob used to like to tell folks that he was the only state senator in history that was ever sued under the Endangered Species Act for a violation of the Endangered Species Act. And what happened was, in their zeal in the forest wars, a group of environmentalists went up to Oregon Department of Forestry and pulled all of the permits that had been issued for forest practices over a period of time. And I'm sure they didn't realize they'd scooped up a state senator in their net, or perhaps they would have been more judicious about where they were dipping their net. But they sued Bob Kintai for habitat modification under the strict interpretations of the Endangered Species Act. And it was through research that we discovered that Bob Kintai's modification of the environment, which created a violation under the Endangered Species Act, was planting trees. We had a lot of fun with that one. The suit, by the way, and all of the multiple defendants that were served their notice of intent to sue, the suit went away, Mr. President, as you can imagine. If Bob Kintai were here today, he would just say two words to all of us: plant something.
Question now arises on the adoption of the commemoration. All those in favor will answer aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, Edwards, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Brzezanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Boquist, George, 27 aye votes.
That commemoration has been adopted. To the family and friends of Senator Robert G. Kintai, known as Bob, we extend our sympathies. The Senate has just honored him, and I want to thank Senator Ferrioli. We decided to bring this commemoration here during executive appointments, a bit out of the ordinary, because we did not want to wait until the next session of the legislature. He was very good in the world of what I call Mother Nature, in the world of the forest and the tree, and he was very good in the world of human nature. He was a very good, kind, and decent human being, and we miss him, and I am very proud of the Senate today to honor one of its former colleagues in this very respectful way. Thank you, and thank each of the individuals who got up today and spoke to his accomplishments and his style and to his civility. We will now proceed to the special order of business. The clerk will read. Well, wait a minute. We have gone beyond that. Action on executive appointments that require Senate confirmation. The procedure for today's action on executive appointments is as follows. Two en bloc motions will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions. The first en bloc motion will consider reappointments, and the second en bloc motion will consider new appointments. The remaining appointments will be handled in the usual manner in accordance with the Senate rules. So ordered. Recognize Senator Lee Beyer, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate confirm en bloc the following reappointments to the respective boards and commissions. To the State Apprenticeship and Training Council, Robert Ferguson and Nelta Wilson. To the Commission for the Blind, Jody Roth. To the Board of Boiler Rules, John Hooker, Mark Stenberg. To the Building Code Structures Board, Thomas Solstrom and Ted Wenck. To the State Board of Denture Technology, Cindy Cunningham and Sean Murray. To the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, James Di Precisio. To the State Board of Education, Samuel Henry. To the Energy Facility Siting Council, Barry Beiler. To the State Board of Higher Education, James Francescani. To the State Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Gilbert Carrasco. To the Oregon State Lottery Commission, William Ilkey. To the Marine Mechanical Board, Daryl Skunston. To the Oregon Medical Board, Keith White. To the Board of Medical Imaging, Shirley Templeton. To the Occupational Therapy Licensing Board, Robert Bond. To the Oregon Board of Optometry, Robert Manns. To the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Gary Weeks. To the Sustainability Board, John Miller. To the Oregon Tourism Commission, Chris Erickson. To the Oregon Transportation Commission, Mary Olson. To the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, Michael Fieldman, J. Michael Schultz, and Becky Snyder. To the Water Resources Commission, John Roberts. To the State Workforce Investment Board, Megan Helzelman.
Senator Beyer moves the Senate confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed in today's calendar. Do your motion, Senator Beyer.
Mr. President, colleagues, these fine individuals are willing to serve yet another term. The citizens of Oregon, I urge a reappointment.
Discussion? Senator Beyer, do you wish to close? Question is, shall the Senate confirm en bloc the governor's appointments, reappointments, as listed? All those of the opinion that reappointments should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. And those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, Edwards, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Prezansky, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Boquist, George, 27 aye votes.
Are confirmed en blanc. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm en bloc the following appointments to the respective boards and commissions. To the Commission on Black Affairs, James Manning, Jr., James Morris. The Commission for the Blind, Pratik Dajari. To the Oregon Business Development Commission, Wynn McCormick. The Construction Contractors Board, Simone Neal and James Patrick. To the State Board of Education, Angela Bowen and Gerald Hamilton. To the Employment Relations Board, Jason Wyand. To the Oregon Growth Board, Scott Burgess, James Coonan, Gerald Langlair, Anne-Marie Mellum, Patricia Moss, and Adam Zimmerman. To the Higher Education Coordinating Commission, Jim Bernow, Chris Brantley, Neil Bryant, Betty Duval, Charlene Gomez, Nori Juba, Al King, David Crumbine, Charles Michael, Rosemary Powers, Jasmine Roque, Tony Van Vliet, and James Woods. To the State Board of Higher Education, Orcelia Forbes and James Middleton. To the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Alberto Moreno. To the Home Care Commission, Scott Bond. To the State Housing Council, Myra Areola, Aubrey Dixon, and Z. Koza. To the Land Conservation and Development Commission, Catherine Morrow. The Trustees of the State Library, Ebony Bell. Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, John Billingsley and Bradley Christie. To the State Board of Licensed Social Workers, Rachel Jensen and Mary Outland. To the Oregon State Lottery Commission, Raul Valdivia. To the Oregon Board of Maritime Pilots, Kip Callahan. To the Oregon Medical Board, Clifford Ma. The Board of Medical Imaging, Akshay Gupta. To the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, James Campbell and Larry Geyer. To the Oregon State Board of Nursing, Bonnie Kostelecki. To the Oregon Health Policy Board, Brian DeVore. To the Oregon Youth Program Advisory Board, Christopher Dent. The Pacific Northwest Electric Power and Conservation Planning Council, Henry Lorenzen. To the State Board of Pharmacy, Brad Fujisaki and Roberto Linares. To the Public Employee Benefits Board, Mitch Morrow. To the Quality Education Commission, Colt Gill and Julie Smith. To the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Sean Fincher. To the Sustainability Board, David Gremmels and Lori Hollingsworth. To the State Board of Tax Practitioners, Joe Lovato. To the Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Service, Brian Cox, Barbara Johnson, and Harvey Lopez. To the Commission for Women, Cynthia Shines. To the Workers' Compensation Board, Stephen Lanning. To the Workers' Compensation Management Labor Advisory Committee, Tammy Cockerham and Bridget Quinn. And to the State Workforce Investment Board, Jesse Gomez, David Gutzler, and Ken Madden.
Senator Rosenbaum has moved the Senate confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed in today's calendar. Senator Rosenbaum, do you motion?
Colleagues, the individuals being considered today for service on a state board or commission are an outstanding selection of individuals who embody the characteristics and spirit that make Oregon unique. This is a dynamic, diverse, and talented group of individuals. They are willing to volunteer their time to ensure the vitality of our state and the health and wellness of their fellow Oregonians. Therefore, I recommend that they be confirmed en bloc. Thank you, Mr. President.
Under discussion, recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, if folks are paying attention, they noticed on the committee I voted no on all the new appointees except those that were appearing before our committee who will take over a department as a department head, or those who had an opportunity to actually meet with legislators outside of the few days that we were offered to vet these nominees. Mr. President, our process is a public process. Even though the governor is the person who offers the nominations and the Senate confirms, in between the nomination and the confirmation, the public needs to have an opportunity to meet people who are proposing to join our boards and commissions, because the work of those boards and commissions is of paramount importance to the functioning of our state. In this current round of appointees, the new appointment candidates were only vetted for a period of 8 days. In looking at the recent past history of vetting of appointments, the shortest period of time on record was 18 days, and the average is 24 to 28 days. And Mr. President, that period of time is absolutely crucial for citizens to have their opportunity for input, for legislators to get to know the appointees or the candidates, and for folks to make their public input count in terms of the outcomes of these confirmation votes. Because of the short timeline, none of that happened in the normal, usual, and customary way. So, Mr. President, I'm in the awkward position of voting no on the confirmation of people that I think are highly qualified, and I'm grateful to have their service to the state of Oregon. No to colleagues with whom I've served in the legislature. No to folks who have legislative and other experience at public policy issues. And the reason I'm voting no is to send a message, Mr. President. The public has to be involved in this process, and adequate time has to be offered for people to do that. And Mr. President, notwithstanding my no vote, I am very happy to announce that through the good offices of the chairman of the Senate Rules Committee, the president, and others who were engaged in this process, we will be considering a mechanism by which we will guarantee citizens the opportunity to have an adequate period of time for input. Mr. President, I want people to understand clearly my no vote is a procedural issue. It in no way reflects the quality of the candidacies that we're seeing here today. But I will be a no en bloc for these new appointees. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator Rosenbaum, do you wish to close?
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I just want to mention that the good senator from John Day and I have been discussing the matter that he raises. I think we have a good solution for it. I don't think it should interfere with confirming these good people, so I would urge your aye vote.
The question is, shall the Senate confirm en blanc the governor's appointments as listed? All those in favor of the appointments will say aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Beyer. Boquist, Burdick, Devlin,
aye.
Dingfelder,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Ferrioli,
no.
George, Girard,
aye.
Haas,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Cruz,
no.
Monis Anderson,
aye.
Monroe,
aye.
Morse,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Przanski,
aye.
Rosenbaum,
aye.
Shields,
aye.
Starr,
aye.
Steiner Hayward, Telfer,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Whitsitt,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Atkinson, Bates,
aye.
President Courtney,
yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Boquist, George, voting no, Ferrioli, Cruz, 25 aye votes.
The appointment, governor's appointments are confirmed en blanc. Recognize Senator Jenny Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm en bloc the following appointments to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission: Laura Anderson and Christina Wolnikowski.
Senator Burdick has moved the Senate confirmed en bloc the following appointments as she listed. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, the individuals being considered today for appointment to the Fish and Wildlife Commission bring a wealth of experience, expertise, and knowledge, and each will be an asset to the commission. Christina Wolnikowski lives in Tualatin. She came to Oregon in 1977 as an oceanography graduate student at OSU. She's currently director for the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, and she spent the last 30 years in fish and wildlife conservation and environmental quality management. She is also a member of the National Fish Habitat Partnership Board as the designated National Fish and Wildlife Foundation representative. Laura Anderson resides in Newport. She has a master's in science in marine resource management from Oregon State University. She's the current president of Local Ocean Seafoods and also the executive director of FishCred, which is a commercial fishing nonprofit. As a fisheries consultant, Laura has worked with economists, ecologists, politicians, government agents, environmental advocates, academics, and fishers to find solutions to key fishery problems. These are very strong appointees, and I urge your support of both of them. Thank you, Mr. President.
Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. These new appointees, although they did not have the opportunity to meet with the constituent groups over a period of time that should be necessary, they were adequately vetted. As a matter of fact, they were more than vetted. They were grilled. They came before a natural resource group and constituent groups from 8 o'clock in the morning till about 11 o'clock in different venues and literally stood up to a lot of inquiry. And Mr. President, I'm happy to vote for these appointees. I refuse to be the last briquette under the grill that they were put under, but the point is no appointee ever ought to be put through those kinds of pressures to try to sort of fight for the opportunity to serve on a board or commission. And having the time to do it in a more elegant and more mannerly way is the solution, and I think we have that solution thanks to the good offices of the chairman of the Rules Committee. Now, Mr. President, I'll be voting yes on these two appointees. Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Burdick, do you wish to close? Question is, shall the Senate confirm en blanc the governor's appointments to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission as listed? All those the opinion the appointment should be confirmed will say aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk, please call the roll.
Boquist. Burdick.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Edwards.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
George. Gerard.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz. Monis Anderson.
Aye.
Monroe. Morse,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Przanski,
aye.
Rosenbaum,
aye.
Shields,
aye.
Starr,
aye.
Steiner Hayward,
aye.
Telfer,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Whitsitt,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Atkinson, Bates,
aye.
Beyer,
aye.
President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Boquist, George, 27 aye votes.
The governor's appointments are confirmed en blanc. Recognize Senator Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the appointment of Greg Woolley to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Senator Burdick has moved that the Senate confirm the appointment of Gregory Woolley to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Greg Woolley has a Master of Sciences in Environmental Studies from Southern Oregon University, and he is founder and executive director of the African American Outdoor Association. He's volunteered on various boards and committees, including co-founding the Oregon chapter of the National Association of Environmental Professionals, the Environmental Justice Action Group, and the City of Portland Urban Forestry Commission. He is an in-service trainer for the Peace Corps, and his career highlight has been teaching a four-day environmental education workshop in Swaziland, South Africa, Southern Africa. He is a strong appointee who will bring a level of diversity to this commission, and I urge an aye vote.
Discussion. Senator Burdick, do you wish to close? The question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Gregory Woolley to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission? All those of the opinion the appointment should be confirmed will say aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Burdick.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
George. Gerard.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Monis Anderson.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Przanski.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Shields.
Aye.
Starr.
Steiner
Hayward.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Whitsitt. Winters.
Aye.
Atkinson. Bates.
Aye.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist? President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Boquist, George, voting no. Farioli, Whitsitt, 25 aye votes.
The governor's appointment is confirmed. Recognize Senator Jenny Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the appointment of Bowen Blair to the Columbia River Gorge Commission.
Senator Burdick has moved the Senate confirm the appointment of Bowen Blair to the Columbia River Gorge Commission. Two-year motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bowen Blair brings considerable wealth of experience, expertise, and knowledge that will be an asset to this commission. He's an attorney with over 20 years of conservation real estate experience, including his work with the Indian Country Conservancy, Trust for Public Land, and Friends of the Columbia River Gorge. He has extensive knowledge and experience working with stakeholders, tribal representatives, and local governments in the Columbia River, in the Columbia Gorge region. And most notably, he worked with the Reagan administration, Oregon and Washington congressional delegations, and governors to negotiate and develop the passage of the landmark Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area Act in 1986. Bowen Blair recognizes the critical role that Columbia River Gorge Commission has in balancing the protection of the scenic, natural, cultural, and recreational resources of the Columbia River Gorge and promoting and supporting economic growth within the local communities. He has the temperament, experience, and regional knowledge that will make him an asset to the Columbia River Gorge Commission. Therefore, I recommend that he be confirmed. Thank you, Mr. President.
A discussion, please. Senator Burdick, do you wish to close? The question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Bowen Blair to the Columbia River Gorge Commission? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye. Those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Devlin?
Aye.
Dingfelder?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
Farioli?
Aye.
George? Gerard? Pass? Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz? Modis Anderson?
Aye.
Monroe? Morse? Nelson?
No.
Olson?
No.
Przanski?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Shields?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Telfer?
Aye.
Thompson?
No.
Berger?
Aye.
Whitsitt?
No.
Winters?
Aye.
Atkinson? Bates?
Aye.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist? Burdick?
Aye.
President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Boquist, George, voting no. Gerard, Cruz, Nelson, Olson, Thompson, Whitsitt, 21 aye votes.
The governor's appointment has been confirmed. Recognize Senator Diane Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the appointment of James Buchholz as the director of the Department of Revenue.
Senator Rosenbaum has moved the Senate confirm the appointment of James Buchholz as the director of the Department of Revenue. To your motion, please.
Colleagues, the individual being considered today for appointment as the director of the Oregon Department of Revenue is a thoughtful, practical, and diligent leader who is uniquely prepared to lead the Department of Revenue into the future. He brings 30 years of experience to the position of director, having worked at many levels within the Department of Revenue, most recently as administrator of the Property Tax Division. He has a comprehensive understanding of funding issues and the challenges that exist in Oregon. His extensive systematic experience gives him a solid understanding of the internal challenges facing the department and makes him uniquely qualified to lead the Department of Revenue forward as a united agency. Moreover, Mr. Buchholz recognizes the vital role that the Department of Revenue has in funding state services and increasing the return on investment on our tax dollars. James Buchholz is an exceptionally capable, fair, and diligent individual and will be an excellent head of the Department of Revenue. Therefore, I recommend that he be confirmed. Thank you, colleagues.
Discussion, please. Senator Rosenbaum, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of James Buchholz as the director of the Department of Revenue? All those opinion the appointment should be confirmed will vote aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Dingfelder?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
Farioli?
Aye.
George? Gerard?
Aye.
Pass?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Boquist, George, 27 aye votes.
The governor's appointment has been confirmed. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum.
I move that the Senate confirm the appointment of Richard Evans as the Superintendent of State Police.
Senator Rosenbaum has moved. The Senate confirmed the appointment of Richard Evans as the Superintendent of State Police. To your motion, please.
Colleagues, Richard Evans is a dedicated state trooper who will serve Oregon and lead the Oregon State Police with distinction as the new superintendent. During his 20-plus years of service as a trooper, he has served at all levels within the OSP and in all regions of our state, bringing the external and internal experience necessary to lead one of Oregon's most vital public safety and law enforcement institutions. Richard Evans will be an excellent individual to lead the OSP as its next superintendent, and therefore I recommend that he be confirmed.
Discussion. Senator Rosenbaum, do you wish to close? Question now arises. Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Richard Evans as the superintendent of state police? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will please say aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk, please call the roll.
Edwards. Ferrioli, George, Girard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, President Courtney, excused, Atkinson, Boquist, George, 27 aye votes.
The governor's appointment is confirmed. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the appointment of Ferborza Paksharish as the director of the Oregon Youth Authority.
Senator Rosenbaum has moved the Senate confirm the appointment of don't do it, Peter. Senator Rosenbaum has moved the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of our new director of the Department of Youth Authority as listed in the program as just identified by the good Senator Rosenbaum. Proceed, please.
Thank you, colleagues. The individual being considered today for appointment as the director of the Oregon Youth Authority is committed to OIA's trajectory of positive change and systemic improvement. Ferrioli Paksharish brings 20 years of experience of leadership that will enable him to continue initiatives of agency transformation that focus on improving outcomes for youth, reducing recidivism, and keeping communities safe. Under the leadership of Mr. Paksharish, OIA is set to become a model for youth reformation nationally. I heartily recommend that he be confirmed. Thank you, Mr. President.
Discussion, please. Do you wish to close, Senator Rosenbaum? Question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Ferborza Paksharish as the director of the Oregon Department of Youth Authority? All those of the opinion the appointment should be confirmed, please say aye. As the names are called, all those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ferrioli, George, Girard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick?
Aye.
Devlin?
Aye.
Dingfelder?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
President Courtney?
Yes.
Excused, Atkinson, Boquist, George, 27 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the appointment of Farboza Paksharis. Reading of Senate petitions, memorials, and resolutions. Other business in the Senate. Under announcements, please. Are there announcements? Recognize Senator Diane Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was going to request permission to return to courtesies.
Without objection, please feel free to return to courtesies.
Thank you, colleagues. I'm very pleased to introduce someone to you that you will be seeing a lot of. She is sitting in the back of our chamber. Her name is Nikki Thompson, and she is the new administrator and chief of staff in the Senate Majority Office. Nikki is from Oregon, grew up here, has been living most recently in Washington, D.C. She's an attorney and has represented corporations on complicated matters, decided that she wanted to return to something a little more meaningful to the lives of average folks. And so she is joining us here. Her first day was Monday, and she's plunged in the last 3 days with both feet. And so we look forward to working with her. Please join me in welcoming her to the Senate.
Yes, Nikki, welcome. Welcome to the Oregon State Senate Chamber. It's an honor and privilege to have you here. I believe you're a native Oregonian, so it's great to have you back and return to the good world of the good earth, back from Washington, D.C., which I will not comment on. So thank you. We're very pleased you're here. We hope you are enjoying your day here on the Oregon Senate floor. For the courtesies, since we're there, without noting any, I will now return to the regular order of business, which was announcements. I recognize Senator Bruce Starr.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, today is the day. The last day that you can register for the NCSL Annual Summit with the early bird rate. So please consider attending the NCSL Annual Summit. It's in Chicago. It's August 6th through 9. It is, as members of the Oregon Senate, you are members of NCSL in that our state and every state in the union participates. NCSL is our voice, and without your participation, that voice is lacking. So I urge you, encourage you to register for the annual summit. Go to the website at ncsl.org. If you don't register today, you'll just have to pay more when you register tomorrow or the next day. So I encourage you to, again, go to the website, ncsl.org, to register for the annual summit. It's in Chicago, August 6th through 9. Thank you, Mr. President.
Right, and I believe that message has just been brought to us by the present president of the NCSL or the soon-to-be president. But I thought you're going to... That message is brought to you by the vice president of the NCSL, but that means he is going to be the president of NCSL. At least he better be, given all the letters of recommendation I've written on his behalf. So congratulations, Senator Starr, for your elevation to the ranks, and I believe the late Senator Jason Bow was the last time this state had a president of NCSL, and we soon will have our next one, who is Senator Bruce Starr. Job well done, Senator Starr. Are there further announcements? E-Board, as I've indicated, will go back in, reconvene at 1:30, an hour from now, the emergency board. We are in recess in the emergency board. We're going to come back at 1:30 today, and I believe hopefully we have a resolution. As a reminder, our next set of legislative days is scheduled for September 12th, 13th, and 14th of course, this year. So the Senate will likely convene next on September 14th for executive appointments. And thank you all for coming to legislative days and for also coming here on the floor today to vote on the governor's executive appointments. If there are no further announcements, and without objection, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the president. We are now adjourned.